if you're watching the webcam, let's switch on the webcams now. Oh, hi. Billy's going to come in. Billy Piper, she's arrived. So let's bring in Miss Billy Piper and find out what her excuses are. Here she is. Oh, get in and sit down. Whatever.
Morning.
Hello. Here she is. Look.
Oh, sorry.
Just sit down and pipe down.
Pipe her down.
How are you?
Hi, I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
Good.
Look, it's the lovely Billy Piper.
Hello.
All growed up.
Ooh.
What?
Nothing. How are you?
Are you alright?
Yeah, I'm good.
You sure?
I'm really good.
Having trouble with the chair?
Now. No, now I can relax.
Now you can relax. Do you drive yourself in?
No, although at moments on the trip I was thinking...
I should have done
that myself.
Right, okay. What was the problem?
The A3 was pretty tough.
Oh, that A3.
Yeah, towards the end of the A3 that was pretty tough. And then we decided to use roads that you would never use, Shaftesbury Avenue.
That's quite busy.
Parliament it always gets Square. Busy around
Yeah.
Well,
anyway, a big mistake,
you're here
but
now.
I'm here now.
You look lovely.
Thanks.
Look at you.
So do you.
Look at you wearing your I Live in the Country outfit.
I know, it is a bit, isn't it?
Yeah.
You look very rural.
Do I?
But in a nice
rustic.
Way. Rustic and rural.
Rural.
You look like you're wearing your husband's...
Shirt? Yes, I am.
Are you?
Yeah.
I was going to say a coat, but...
No, this is mine.
Right.
But it is...
Do you go for long country walks?
No. Oh. That's my least favourite thing about the country. Walking.
You sound so posh these days.
Oh, stop it.
You really
do.
But you do. Because when I met you, you were rough as. And now...
Thanks, Al.
You listen to how well-spoken you are.
I'm not. I've spoken like this for years.
I bet when you go home...
How did I used to speak?
Oh, a bit common.
It was slightly more...
It was more Swindon,
It was more like that.
And now it's, you know...
So your accent's changed too.
Mine's never changed. It's always been the same.
No.
It's always been generic radio DJ accent. That's what it is. So how are you? Well, I haven't seen you for a long time.
I know, I'm good. Yeah,
you know,
all good.
When, you know, we don't... Billy never keeps in touch, he never calls me.
When were you last on the show?
When I was last promoting... Secret Diary, or was it 2 years ago?
Yeah, it's a couple of years. It's
a while ago,
isn't it? And do you know what? Yeah. Since then, Dave, nothing. Nothing at all.
I did actually send you a stream of texts, but you never replied.
Never. There's no love there anymore.
The love is strong.
Really?
Really strong.
I don't think it is. I think it's gone. I think the love has gone.
The love is very much
you
here.
You say strong, I say gone.
It's here. It's here in my heart and in my hands.
Wow.
Blimey.
That's perked me up, I've got to be honest.
In my house.
It's put a spot. I feel like I'm an extra in Secret Diary.
Yep.
Oh, you should have been.
No way.
Why not?
Oh, I could. I just couldn't. I don't know how your husband... He mustn't watch it.
No, he didn't until last year, and then we thought we'd watch a few together.
Oh.
That's a big mistake,
surely.
Wow,
that was awkward.
Oh, I bet.
No, he was actually quite cool about it.
But you know he's not, though.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, you know deep down.
It comes out in other ways, do you know what I mean?
Well.
It manifests itself in other ways.
Yeah, I don't really know what that means.
I don't really know what manifest means.
And I've probably got the wrong end of the stick, which is dangerous in that kind of business.
That's what she said.
I hope a few people texted in saying she hasn't apologised for being late, but she did when she walked in.
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
So she did, to be fair.
Yeah.
I've seen the advert for Secret Diary. Is it now just called Secret Diary? Or is it Secret Diary?
No, I think it's Secret Diary of a Cool Girl.
No, it doesn't.
But that's
They've
really...
dropped it on the adverts.
They
just
dropped
says,
the Cool Girl.
Yeah, they just says Secret Diary.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. I just, even the advert for the show just makes me think, because I was saying this earlier, I think there's a bit on the advert where somebody pushes you against a wall and then you get thrown on a bed, and it's more like Secret Diary of a Stunt Girl than a Cool Girl.
It's a physical job.
Yeah.
In more ways than one.
Your husband must hate it. I'd hate it. I couldn't.
It's done now, though.
I'd be like that. Listen, I know you're an actress, and you're an actress when we met, and your career is completely up to you, and I would never, ever say you're not allowed to do anything, but I don't want you to do it ever again.
Yeah, I think he would be well within his rights, but...
But you know, though, he's been very clever. He's so clever.
How?
How?
Because... So how long have you been together?
4 years.
How long have you been doing Secret Diary for?
4 years.
Right. So he has 4 years that he has built up where he can now go and film whatever the hell he wants.
We'll see.
No, that's the rule, right?
No, we'll see.
You know? I believe today...
There is a thing called double standards.
I believe they're sending him the script right now for the movie One Man on an Island with 1,000 Nymphomaniac Females. That, and he's reading it right now.
Yeah.
And he'll be sitting there smoking a big cigar in a rocking chair, whether he smokes or not, even has a chair, and you'll come in and go, "Hi, darling," and he'll go, "Just reading the script." 4 years this has been coming, love. 4 years.
4 years worth of sex scenes.
Hang on a second.
It's well overdue.
A new series called Double Standards.
And Billy, it's part of a trilogy.
Yep.
Oh, well, with an American TV serialisation afterwards. Brilliant.
Yeah, that would be quite tough on me.
Yeah, it would.
But, you know, he would, we'll see. We'll see how that pans out.
I couldn't do it. I'd be too jealous.
Oh, no. I mean, if the boot was on the other foot, or
well, that's
shoe.
The problem. There are no boots. Well, there are boots sometimes.
Shoe or boot.
Sometimes it's only boots.
I wouldn't be able to handle it. It would be like it's me or the job.
Obviously, you love the show. You love the job.
Yeah, I do. It's really good fun.
I would imagine it's a great acting role.
It has its moments.
Right. But is there also a part because you've given birth.
Yeah.
You were pregnant. You gave birth. And then you get to film something where you look hot.
Thanks.
No, but, like, that must be nice. It's, you know, like, when you get...
When mamas get their groove back, that kind of thing.
That kind of thing. Yeah, you know, you get, like, certain women of a certain age and they go, "Do you know, I'm going to do Playboy. I got asked, I'm going to do it because I'm 42 and I look great or whatever." And they're kind of, that's the justification.
Well, it's nice to feel sexy, isn't it, I think?
And I can look back and go, "Hello."
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
that is the reasoning behind the job.
I would imagine you don't feel sexy filming it.
No, not at all.
But then when it's
probably
all...
the least sexy thing to do, filming sex scenes, because you've got, you know, various different people in the room and they start to congregate and then you've got the drivers and, you know, the caterers.
But everybody's in.
Why do they all come in?
Oh, I would.
Well, it's supposed to be
would.
Dave,
would you?
Dave, if I was selling hot dogs on the studio lot, I'd be in there filming, watching rather.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a closed set, but for some reason that rule doesn't really apply.
No, it's probably better than standing in the cold, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
But they were sat there eating sandwiches and beating eggs.
They're what?
What?
Why would they be...
Wow. It's amazing what
because
people
call... Because they're caterers.
Sure,
oh, I see, I thought you meant the chauffeurs, and I thought, why are they making omelettes when they should be outside, you know, planning routes?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Someone's texted in saying, "I worked on the show and they've got a picture... in a frame of you two."
Oh, that's nice. I'm sure I'd be in some kind of state of undress. Have you seen it?
Yeah, you are.
Am I?
Yeah.
That's the guy who plays my boyfriend in it.
No, I
that's,
know. So that's
strange.
I'm thinking that must have been a prop.
That is a prop.
I bet someone's nicked it.
I think I've got that because I like the frame.
Really?
Yeah.
You text in.
I didn't text in. That was from... That's the house we filmed in.
Ah.
Okay, so that's a shot from the day. So someone's taken a picture of a picture. That's nice.
Hey, did you... there are probably Doctor Who fans outside.
Yeah, I saw them as I ran in, but I didn't really have time for a chat.
Oh, well, if they're listening, Billy said she'll do half an hour of signing and photographs outside.
You know, like Tom Cruise does.
As punishment for being late.
I can't. I've got to go on to... this morning.
Oh, yeah. Can't be late, for goodness sake. Can't be late for this morning. How rude.
I'm sorry. I'll make it up to you.
Yeah. No, you won't, though.
I will.
But you... How?
How would you like me to make it
in
up
In so
to
many
you?
Ways, and most of them not legal.
You like beer? We'll go for beer.
I'm not drinking at the moment. Thanks for listening to the show.
Why are you not drinking?
Oh, my God. You're really not listening.
I do listen to the show all the time, but we've been in Mexico...
You're such a liar.
I swear. But we've been in Mexico for 2 weeks. So, January, I haven't been listening as much, but I am an avid listener.
Okay. All right.
I promise.
Well.
We love it.
All right, good.
We do.
I'm off bread and I'm off booze.
Bread is evil, isn't it?
Well, yes. It's seemingly so.
It's so evil.
You've cut out all the B things, haven't you?
Yep.
So, is it basically acting? What? That's,
no, it's no,
that's
just
horrible.
Just no
what?
Bread.
No.
I know where you were going
what?
With that.
But that has been cut out by the way. What can you do? No bread and no beer for 2 weeks. And yesterday, I haven't actually said what happened yesterday.
Tell us.
I've lost weight, but I don't know how much weight I've lost. Because I weighed myself at the gym, and I also weighed myself at home, and the difference between the two was half a stone.
Really?
So, and I was thinking, well...
Did you walk home?
I have no idea. What?
Did you walk home?
No. But I got measured. And
was that good?
Measured.
That's the important
thing. Yeah, yeah.
Where were you measured? At the gym?
It was just around here.
But Billy, that's the important thing. It's not the weight. It's your measurements. So yeah. If your belly's gone in or gone down, your weight might stay the same, but that you're putting on muscle.
It's your proportion.
Exactly. Yes. Your body's changing.
You have to look, you know.
Yeah, because like, could you not see? I'm really buff these days.
You look fit.
So, thanks. But I'm buff.
You're buff.
I've got guns.
Wow, show me.
Whereas before, as you know, I only had the bullets, but now I've got the guns.
You've looked good for the last 10 years.
Stop it.
You have.
I've always said that.
Thanks,
you
Dave.
Have.
You can be late tomorrow. But yeah, I lost about an inch and a half, just under an inch and a half or something.
That's good, though, isn't it?
I'm pleased with
that. Brilliant.
That's good. But confused. So they measure you at the gym. So yeah. You're with a trainer, that kind of thing. Right?
And then he measures me and he writes it down in his little book. Why is that funny? Why is that funny?
I feel nervous because I was late and now I'm laughing at really inappropriate things.
That's fine. But do you want to hear something which I don't think is amusing? I think it's very worrying. And yesterday was a source of amusement at the gym. And even though and I think it's something to be concerned about, oh, everyone thought it was a big joke. But I know that I'm amongst friends now,
sure.
And Billy.
Yeah.
And I know that no one will find this, no one will be childish and laugh.
Come on.
But apparently my right arm is way bigger than my left.
Really? That's not childish.
Why is that funny?
Because...
And let me tell you by how much. By an inch.
Really?
By an inch. My right arm is bigger than my left.
I wonder why.
Do you fall over? From the weight on one side.
No, I don't.
That quite often happens. Some people have one eye bigger than the other.
I don't have one eye bigger than the other.
Breast bigger than the other.
I don't have one breast bigger than the other.
Yeah, but it's a common.
Actually, I do.
It's a common complaint.
Right.
You know, perfect symmetry is obviously the most beautiful thing to look at.
But by an inch?
That's a lot, isn't it?
Maybe you stop writing.
Maybe it's because you carry things more predominantly in your right hand.
Definitely.
Yeah. Mm.
Make sure you lift dumbbells rather than a bar. Because it might be that your right arm is working more than the left.
Yeah.
So you'll never build up the left.
Or try and carry your shopping in your left arm to try and even things up.
That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know why, because for a lot of the activities, I use both my hands.
Yeah.
You know, such
really?
As...
Really?
Yeah,
like both your
dumbbells.
Writing.
You know, pushing a car, that kind of thing. You know, ringing church bells, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. What else would you use two hands for?
So is the left one basically withered?
Making a snowball. What?
Withered.
Withered? It's got it's not withered. I don't have a withered left arm. Do I look like I have a withered... Look, here are my arms. Now, look.
Yeah.
Now, but on the webcam, sure, it looks like one's longer than the other.
Webcam? Oh, there it is.
But what? I've always thought that this must be an occupational hazard for, like, javelinists and stuff like that. You know, like Tessa Sanderson or Steve Backley. You would think that they would develop one much really stronger
arm. And they probably do.
Yeah, and they must have to
like
counterbalance
certain footballers
it.
Must have one leg stronger than the other.
Yeah.
You know?
Hmm.
Thanks.
So there you are, you're normal.
Have you got one bigger than the other?
Definitely.
Do you really?
I don't know. I haven't looked at them for a while. No.
Well, you'll be able to see them on the TV soon.
No, they're not out this year. They're not mine.
They're somebody else's?
Do you have like, boob doubles?
Yes, and you get to pick them.
Do what? You?
Yeah. Oh, I could have helped you with that. Why have you got body doubles?
For time purposes.
Sure.
It's just not enough time to do everything. And also, on the full series, you lose the will to, you know, flash your bits.
Really? You said no?
I said no. This time I
What did you
it.
Say no to this time around?
No boobs, no bottom. No boobs, no bottom. Mm.
And that's the same with this contract that I just signed.
Yeah, well, you're doing no bread, no beer, no boobs, no bottom.
Yeah, all the B's.
It's the B
all
plan.
The B's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And no bank holidays.
No, yes.
Do those either.
Or barbecues.
It's in the contract. Well, the secret diet. It's the final series. Finally,
the final series.
Billy's husband has gone, you are not doing
enough
any more.
Enough.
You are not doing any more. That's it.
You're staying home.
Go back to bloody Doctor Who.
No.
At least you kept your clothes on.
Do you miss Doctor Who?
I do, yeah. I do miss it.
It's a shame
I miss
you
David.
Left.
I don't see David at all anymore, really. Yeah, and also, he's
he's changed, hasn't he? Mm.
He's changed. He's grown up. He's fixed up with a house and a wife to be. Correct? Is that right?
I don't know.
I don't know. We stopped stalking him about a year and a half ago. We don't even know where he lives now.
No.
To be fair, he did call the police several times. But we don't follow him anymore.
No, he is lovely. Have you hung out with David?
No, I've not really hung out with him. I've met him like a good few times.
Apparently,
I like
he hosted some event recently, and he was quite quite dark and quite perverse and quite funny.
But he's very talented. Like,
he's super talented.
I saw him when he did something like Friday Night Project, and you would have thought, if you didn't know any better, you'd thought he'd been presenting TV for years.
Yeah, and then
and I bet he can sing as well.
He can sing really good.
Hate people like that. And he's nice.
Yeah. I think he plays a few instruments.
I bet he does. Yeah. I wonder if he's got one arm bigger than the other.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. what instruments he plays. Don't go there, Dave. The Secret
Diary. I was
going to
say the double bass.
Secret Diary of a Call Girl is on tonight, ITV2 at 10 o'clock. It's the last series where you get to see Billy parading around in her skimpies. It's not just that, by the way.
Mm. No, there is a storyline.
It's now in its fourth series.
There's narrative.
Yeah, not much, granted, but it's in there.
There is narrative. If narrative is... Ugh.
Yeah, but I've seen some of the episodes, and it's a bit bad. Episode number three is she goes to the shops, and that's it, in between sex scenes. I've run out of milk. Get your clothes off. It's
right. Okay.
There is a lot more to it than that.
It's a bit more carry on this week. There's a knock on the door. Oh no, it's the vicar, and there's a man with his trousers around.
Is that why you watch on Fast Forward on your Sky Plus?
Because
how many of you watch?
What?
How many did you watch?
I can't watch.
Why not?
Because
it's fine.
Because
it's really not that long.
Yeah, but for me it is.
But if you know me, it's uncomfortable.
Yeah, and some of the outfits you've worn, I've had thoughts about that. And then when you're wearing them in real life, it's a bit weird.
What do you mean wearing them in real life?
Like, I see you on the telly wearing them and I'm like, wow, that's weird, you know?
Oh, I see. So the thoughts and the dreams came before the show.
Yeah, and I go back to the diaries that I used to write and make up when we're pretending we lived together and I go, oh my God, it's happening on the TV.
So it's a bit like the show is loosely based on your whole imagination.
It's amazing.
Can you possibly imagine?
But, you know, and it's amazing that it ever even got made.
Can you imagine? That's the whole.
You put up the finance.
It's all a big lie.
You bankrolled this whole project.
You greenlit.
You know it's meant to be based on a real woman. It's nonsense. It's based on my filthy thoughts. Yeah. That's all it is.
It's got a little bit dark, I feel.
Let's move this.
Yeah.
Let's play a song and then we'll come back and we'll talk more.
Tell us more about the traffic.
Billy about
the A3. Bad, was it?
Yeah.
Tonight on ITV2 at 10 o'clock, please watch the show. The lovely Eliza Doolittle in skinny jeans. And speaking of skinny jeans, it's Billy Piper.
Hello.
A text comes in saying, oh, no, hang on, that was the wrong one highlighted. Somebody says, come back, Swindon misses you.
Oh, I was down there the other day.
Hey, were you?
Yeah, yeah.
How was that?
It was really great.
Oh, don't! You can do that horrible posh voice.
It's totally brilliant.
It was good. Yeah, it was good. I went to see my nan. She's, you know that show, Big Gypsy Wedding?
Big Fat Gypsy
amazing.
Weddings.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Loved it. Love that show.
Love you. You're amazing.
How is your lovely family?
They're good.
Yeah.
Mum's been living with us for a bit.
Really?
Yeah. She's in to help with the baby.
Is that fun, a nightmare, or equal amounts of both?
No, she's really chilled, Mum. She's cool. A good laugh. She's really easy to be around. So she's been in. My nan makes those big wedding dresses.
Does she?
Big gypsy dresses. Yeah.
What, with like the lights in them and stuff?
I've never seen her with the lights. But she's always, you walk in her house, it's just full of net and lace and sequins. And so we went down there to have a good laugh about that.
So if I need a big, big fat wedding dress.
Nan is the woman.
Nan is the woman to do it.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
No, that's interesting.
Mm.
Yeah.
Some of those dresses weigh 20 stone.
Yeah, I think the one on the
big pink
15,
one.
15
yeah.
stone. I met them actually on the chat show. Can I say which chat show?
Yeah,
really know. Alan Carr, he's lovely.
Oh, God, I can't believe you said his name! Oh, God!
He's lovely, isn't he?
He is lovely. Alan. We like Alan.
He's so lovely. Mm.
He is, isn't he?
He's just so lovely.
Oh, yeah, forget him. What about me?
So lovely.
I still haven't seen the show yet. I must watch it.
What, Alan's show?
No, the gypsy wedding.
It's really good.
I'll watch it. So what's coming up? So you got Secret Diary, which starts tonight.
That'll be on for the next 8 weeks,
right?
And then I'm undecided. I don't really know what to do at the moment.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have offers?
We're at a crossroads. A few offers.
Maybe. Well, tell us what they are.
And we'll work it out for you.
I don't know that I can talk about them, just in case they never happen. I've been told off for that before.
Right. Well, we can help you.
I'm trying to get a few things off the ground myself. We'll see how that goes.
Right. Like what? Your own ideas?
My own ideas.
Oh, God, that'll be a nightmare.
Words and everything.
Oh, no, Billy, don't do that. Don't do that. Really, you sure?
Does that mean you're writing a book?
No, I'm not writing a book.
She wants to make her own series or film. I'll go series.
Is it called Double Standards? And is it set on a desert island?
Yes.
Right.
And it's just Lawrence with loads of
surrounded by all those girls, like in that deodorant advert. Yeah. Oh, don't worry.
Yep, that one.
What, links?
I never know what the rules are. There are a few basic rules. Mm. They brief you on.
Let's hope you do know. But by the way, the Daily Mail listing, she does know the rules.
Absolutely,
thank you.
Fully briefed.
I want to know what's coming up. I want to know what you're doing.
Well, I don't really know myself at the moment. A bit of TV, possible film.
Have they asked you to be a judge on X Factor, Celebrity Judge?
No, although, I mean, that would be amazing.
Would you do it?
Definitely.
All right. Because you were a pop star.
Yeah, but that doesn't really matter, does it? But
well, it certainly makes you more qualified than most of the panel.
But I would love that. I think that would be the ultimate, wouldn't it? Yeah. Would you do that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
In a heartbeat.
Of course, I would. What, go and be a judge for the day? I would love
it. So good.
I'd love it.
Amazing show.
I'd pay them to do it. Although, if they are seriously thinking about it and you do call my agent, she won't let that happen. So,
what are the plans this year? Are they, who's staying?
No one knows.
I don't think anyone knows.
Does it depend on who's doing America?
Must do.
I thought that they were having a fallow year for X Factor this year.
It was going to be off and then it's definitely on again.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Well, I think me and Billy would be great judges together.
We'd be really good.
Yeah.
We'd be like the new...
Because I could kick you under the table like that all the time.
I could hold your big arm.
Well, God love you.
Depends which side you were sat.
It's X Factor, not Triple X Factor, Billy.
I could hold your really big arm.
You'd be really good. I'd sit there and if somebody walked on who was like really ugly or funny looking, I'd just be nudging Billy like that, going, ugly. I'd be writing down on a piece of paper, don't laugh at them.
What do they write down?
Don't laugh at them. I reckon they go to that. Hasn't she got a fat ass? And then they pass it to each other. That's what I do.
That would be fun.
Well, if they're listening, get us on.
Come on.
And make sure that we'll Billy sat on the side of your good arm.
Yeah, I want to be on the big arm. Mm.
Billy recently revealed that she has a crush on Justin Bieber.
Correct.
Really?
You living out the country is sending you insane.
I know. Young boys. Mm.
Sort yourself out. Seriously, what are you now? 39, 40, something like that?
28.
28, unbelievable. Sure. I went to Billy's 16th birthday party.
So did I.
And Billy was so pleased because we were two of the people that she knew out of the 150 people that she didn't know.
I'm really glad those times have changed. I now know everyone at my party. Finally. 16. Mm. Where was that?
It was at the Cobden Club.
Yeah. Mm. Sweet. Oh, we go back.
We do go back. It's so bizarre. It really is.
Free ale, I think, as well, don't I?
Definitely. Yeah. And cake.
Yeah. That was a good one.
I only went for the cake, I've got to be honest. It's the only reason I went. It's for that cake.
Three tears.
For the cakey cake. Yeah, I cried for the cake. You're right. Many tears.
You cried when they tried to take it away, didn't you?
What are you doing? So tonight the show's on at 10, so we've done that, and then you don't know what else you're doing. And you're going to let your husband film Man versus 1,000 Women?
Yeah, he can do that.
Man versus Nympho Island.
It's fine. I'll deal with that. Mm.
Will he be listening now?
Yep.
Okay, I want him to first words... He says to you, if you speak to them on the phone or when you see each other, I want him to go, Nympho Island's happening.
Yeah. Or codename Babylonia.
Babylonia, it's official.
Mm. Yeah. One man, 1,000 babes.
Babylonia.
The rescue ship goes by. Hide! Everybody hide! Stay down! Have they gone? Right. Volleyball!
You should do Babylonia on ITV3. +1.
It's his time to shine.
I tell you what, I'll write it for him. I'll write it and we'll make you produce and direct it. It's your punishment.
Okay, I'll
get that off the ground.
Okay, it's on.
Are you doing this morning?
Yep.
All right, good.
You are currently late.
What should we make Billy say on this morning? What do you want to say?
Babylonia.
It's either Babylonia. Yeah.
Babylonia is good.
That's a working title of Babylonia. Yeah.
What are the things have we got in the pipeline?
Well, Babylonia.
I'm producing my own series, Babylonia, which is starring my husband, actually. It's going to be amazing. and in episode, I didn't want to give anything away, but in episode 4, I get shipwrecked in there, and then I become his high-five sparring partner. That sounds wrong, but you know what I mean?
That doesn't make any sense.
I know. Well, it did in my head.
Yeah.
That's how you'll make it up to Chris.
And that's the theme tune.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Just have a repetitive drum and bass beat.
Can we make that up now?
Yeah. You just need some drum and bass.
Let me have a look.
Go on.
Style backing, don't we?
Go here, BBC Radio 1.
You're amazing. Love you.
Hello.
Who's that man? Get rid of women. Kill him. It's like it'd be great. Another man gets shipwrecked, and like Lawrence just orders all the women to kill him. There is only room for one man on this island, and that's me, King Man! He calls himself King Man because he's gone a bit mad. King Man.
He's a megalomaniac.
Yeah, but he's gone mad. He's the king of the island.
King Man.
And all the women are really intelligent nymphos, and they invent things like kettles and electricity and drive-thrus and stuff. It'd be brilliant. So the islanders... And you can film it in commentary.
How does your mind work?
And it turns out, you know, the twist after like 6 or 7 years, yeah. Like Lost, the twist is he's on a traffic island.
Yes,
like the he's one in the middle of Milton Keynes.
Oh, the magic roundabout
with seven islands.
There you
and
are.
What does he wear?
Nothing.
Ever.
Never wears clothes. And what he does, if it rains, he just picks up one of the women and uses them as a long hat.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
She's like that. Lawrence, it's getting a bit cold on my backside. Shut up. Keeping me dry.
King Man.
King
I am
Man.
King Man! He exercises with women by just lifting them up. They sit down with their arms crossed and their legs crossed, and he just lifts them up and goes, 98, 99, 100.
Billy, this babe alone is a winner. If you don't do it, Sky will.
I think we should pitch it today.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Piper Films can make it.
Yeah,
all right.
Hyper Piper.
Yeah. Oh.
We're coming up with it. We're doing everything for you. We're better than your agent.
Put it in your
pocket. And tell you what, if we were in charge of your career, we'd have had you here on time.
Oh, that's low. I thought we'd move on.
Hyper Piper.
Hyper Piper.
All right, well, listen, go on, talk about Babylonia on.
What time should I be there?
Where, this morning?
Very soon.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
It's not until 10:30.
You got stacks of time, but they want you there to make up and stuff.
Eat toast and, you know, whatever else. Okay.
Lovely to see you.
Lovely to see you.
And give all our love to your lovely family.
Thank you.
And your lovely little baby is probably not a baby anymore.
No, he's two and 4 months, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
My God. Really?
Tantrum time.
Oh. That must mean you're two as well, then. I don't even know what that noise is. All right, easy.
Let's hear the song.
Ooh! Go!
Yeah. BBC Radio 1.
That's actually really good.
Ooh!
Oh.
Ooh!
Yeah.
Ooh!
Like that.
Ooh.
You're amazing!
Ooh!
Love you!
Ooh!
Oh, yeah. Woo!
Ooh! Ooh!
Love you!
Ooh.
It's really good.
Ooh!
Yes, I would. That's great.
It's like a drum and bass babe station.
That's right. I don't know what that is. What's
Babylonia.
That? What's babe station?
9:30.
What's that, Dave?
Okay.
I don't know what it is.
Let's go.
Billy, nice to see you.
You.
The lovely
Thank
Billy
you,
Piper,
everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Bye-bye.
And watch the show tonight. See if you can spot the storyline or a plot line tonight, 10 o'clock, ITV2.